Praise God. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Shall we read together? Well, be seated. I know. You'll be seated. Praise the Lord. Where is your faith? You lack faith in your pastor. Your good shepherd. Me thinketh, you thinketh, I maketh mistaketh. Repent. And paint no more. No, refill and paint no more. All right, would you read with me? Responsive reading, Psalm 78. Give ears, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Which we have heard and knows, and our Father hath told us. We will not hide them from our children. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. That they may set their hopes in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Wow. I will open my mouth in parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. We will not hide them from our children. Wow. Your grandchildren. Amen. Your brothers, your sisters, your friends. Amen. Telling them to generations to come the praises of who? God. Hallelujah. Our Father is where? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody's getting quiet. Seek ye first. Seek ye what? The kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Life, joy, prosperity, good success, peace. Amen. Seek these where? Seek these first. Hallelujah. Psalm 27:20. Thank you, church, for the bells. They're beautiful. Listen to this. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Evil has no end, amen? I remember when they showed people being shot with blindfolds on. Remember that, when they showed that a couple years ago? Everybody said, oh, how awful. And then they showed people with a knife to somebody's throat. And they said, oh my gosh, that's awful. And then they put a man in a cage. You remember that last year when they put a soldier in a cage and they lit the cage on fire? Evil knows no end. Amen? Evil, Satan wants us to be distracted. Say that with me. Distracted. I prayed about this. Satan wants us to be distracted. He wants us to get our mind away from God. Amen? Any way that he knows, he wants to get our mind. And he knows one of the best ways to get us away from God is to let us fall back on our own opinion. I have them. You have them. Those opinions will divide us. They are a distraction. Amen? They are a distraction. Are you with me? How you feel is one thing, but the Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God. We have opinions about what happened this week and about what should be done about it. And let me tell you, we're all right. We're right. You can make a point for each, either how you feel. Stay with me. The devil loves it when we do that. You understand why? Because the church becomes divided. Amen? We're dividing ourselves by because of our opinions. We're getting distracted. Amen? Distracted from God. Our focus should be on who? Our love should be to who? Our faith should be to who? And you saw that this week. You saw that this week when people stood there and looked at a screen of the face of the man who committed the atrocities, and they said three words, "I forgive you." They removed the distraction. They removed it, and they turned their eyes back to who? Hallelujah. God. Everybody's opinion might be right, but it could be wrong. Amen? You can defend how you feel, and that's okay. But we cannot have the distraction. The world needs to find who? The world needs to come back and find God. They need to come back and find the God of this Bible. Because if you know him, and you love him, and you honor him, you won't do the things that you see evil doing. Amen? You don't see anything about God in the evil of those eyes, do you? And all the people that you're seeing, all the catastrophes, all the things you're saying that it can't get worse, and when it gets worse, you don't see one bit of God in there. Amen? But you see that those people in that church. You see God in that church. They're standing up praising him. They're standing up honoring God. They're standing up with forgiveness. They're not standing up with anger. Amen? Because that is a distraction. Anger is a distraction. Anger is a tool of the devil. Amen? A house divided cannot. And how will we be divided? By our own opinions. Two people who love each other, a father and son, who can have a difference in opinion, and they get mad and they separate over an opinion. It becomes a distraction. It takes away the love. It takes away the focus. We need to focus on God. God heals. You saw it this week. God heals. And you see something else too, and I want you to notice. When these people of faith talk to other people who don't have the faith, they're confused. They don't know how to ask the questions. They don't understand when somebody says, "I've forgiven him. I've forgiven him." And, well, what about this? He said, "No, I've forgiven him. I need to walk away from the devil. I need to walk away from your distraction. You want me to get mad at somebody now. You want me to get angry at my brother who disagrees with my opinion." But so wait a minute. The Bible says don't be wise in your own opinion. But people who don't know this book, people who have never heard of God, because we got a generation now, people are asking questions and never heard about this God, are asking questions about God. And when you give them the answer, they don't understand it. Amen? They can't understand it. But we need to tell more people about our God. We need to tell more children about our God, our grandchildren. Amen? We need to sit at the table with our children and our grandchildren and tell them about who? Hallelujah. Our Father, where? Today is Father's Day. Father, did anybody get up this morning and say, "Happy Father's Day, Lord"? Miss Pat, I know you didn't. I know you did, right, too. We get distracted by our own opinions. Let me read again what the Bible says. Not what Pastor Larry says, but what the Bible says. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. When you think you have the answer to end what happened the other day, my side, your opinion and my opinion, you know what Satan's doing? He's laughing at you. He's mocking you. Say, "I have the answer. I know what to do. I know what law to make that never happen again." Satan is laughing at you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He's laughing at you. Said, "You're going to make a law to stop me?" He said, "Are you kidding? Somebody else made a law to try to stop me. God made a law, said, thou shalt not murder." Satan saying, "You want to make another law? You go ahead and make a law. And while you're making your law, I'm going to laugh at you, because evil doesn't care about your law. Sure, maybe you can stop me over here for a second, but while you're distracted with this problem and trying to get rid of something, I'm over here because I got so much going on you don't even know about. And wait till you see my next destruction." And the people say, "Oh, I can't believe it." And God is saying, "Hello, here I am. I'm the answer. Come to me. Seek me first." Amen? This is Father's Day. This is a great day to start seeking God first. Are you with me? What's the hardest job? I asked my wife and she got, "What are the hardest jobs in the entire world, Greg?" being a father. Because the responsibility changes daily. Amen? Yeah, being a father isn't 8 to 5. You sit there, you run your computer, you do your work, and you leave. Being a father, being a mother, that responsibility never, never stops. Are you with me? Never. It changes daily. So with each time you tell your children, oh, we don't go to church. I don't go to church. Church isn't important. You have removed one of your powers. You have removed one of your chances to teach it. You have removed yourself from that situation. You have made, listen to me now, listen, you have made a void. Are you with me? When you remove God from school, you have made a void. Amen? When you remove prayer from school, you have made a void. You have opened a space up. You have removed. Who has removed God? We have. Amen? God never removed himself. I always laugh when they say there's no prayer in that school. I say, how can that be? I'm going to sit in that school and I can pray for hours. Nobody know I'm praying. You can't remove God. But man can say, you can't have this in school. You can't talk about this in school. Amen? You've made a void. Are you with me? When you don't tell your children about God, you've made a void. When you give your children any tool of distraction, and I don't want you getting mad at me because I love my television, I love my computer, but understand it, it's also a tool of distraction to some parents. It's a babysitter, are you with me, to some parents. Now, where in God is that? When you give a tool of distraction to your children, you have taken yourself out of the picture. You are no longer teaching them, amen? You're no longer guiding them. You're no longer leading them. So who's going to do it? Somebody else is now teaching your children. It's an excuse for a responsible father and mother, amen? When you give something to your kid as a babysitter, that's an excuse for who? The person who gave it, not the children. Because they have this now, and they say, what am I supposed to do with this? Okay, this is cool, I'll do this. But you have removed yourself. Are you with me? You've removed yourself from trying to teach them, trying to lead them, trying to tell them about who? Hallelujah. And this is what God becomes. Mike and Debbie, you do a lot of driving. You're driving, you're leaving Houston, you're leaving, and the further you get, you can see in your river mirror, where's Houston? Getting smaller, smaller. You leave New York City, and you look at New York City. New York City, right? The giant buildings all in New York City. The further away from New York it gets, what happens to it? It gets smaller and smaller. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When you put God to the left and to the right and you walk away, guess who's getting smaller in your rearview mirror? All of a sudden, you can't see them anymore. Your children can't see them because you didn't tell them about them. Amen? Hallelujah. But our God is a forgiving God. He understands all that. Are you with me? We make God in the rearview mirror getting smaller and smaller. And guess who gets to take over? Guess who gets to take over? Satan gets to take over our children, our lives, in your marriage, in your home, with your wife, with your husband. The further you get away from God, the more separation there is in your home. There's no peace. There's no comfort. Sure, you build it up for a while and everything's good, but you build it with your own hands. And when it crumbles, you don't know how to fix it because you haven't spoken to the one who fixes everything. Anyway, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all things. How many things? All things. I've been praying about this all week. I've been praying to tell you that we need not get distracted because I love just Greg is more than a brother to me, and I know that we disagree politically, we disagree on things, and I know that we could disagree right now, but I'm saying that's a distraction, Greg. The devil wants us to do this because he wants something between us when there's nothing. Because listen to this, we all want the same thing, amen? We all want that to stop, don't we? We all want what's happening in Syria, those evil people. We want it to stop, don't we? We all want it to end. We want evil to be over, amen? The only way that it's truly going to be over is we lift up our Father, and where is he? Hallelujah. Faith moves it. Teaching people about God moves it. You look in the eyes, and somebody else said this week, I can't claim this one, I have to say, when you look in the eyes of those people over in Syria, and you look in the eyes of that boy, oh my God, you look into his eyes, and you know what you see? Zero, nada. And he doesn't even know what he hates. He hates everything. Hates America, hates the flag, hates this, hates that. Ignorance is so beautiful, because ignorance, everybody can expose their ignorance. And that's exactly what he is. He's ignorant. Amen? He's still a child of God. Y'all know that? Y'all need to pray? Anybody pray for him yet this week? Those people in South Carolina. Those people in South Carolina praying for him. Oh, repent. One of them said, I pray that you repent today. I pray. And if he repents, guess what? Guess what? Our Father, where is he? Guess what? When you pass and you go to be with your loved ones and you go to be with Jesus, you might look over and there he'll be and he'll say hi. And he'll shake your hand. He said, I repented and God forgave me. Welcome to heaven. Welcome to paradise. The devil wants us distracted. Don't get distracted. Don't let people distract you. Don't let anger rise up, because when it does, the devil wins. Amen? The devil, when you lift up God, you lift up love, you lift up peace, you understand that you need to seek ye first the kingdom of God. As in water, face reflects face. So a man's heart reveals the man. Proverbs 27:19. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. On this Father's Day, Lord, we lift you up as our Father in heaven, who loves us beyond our understanding of love, who knows everything that we do, who walks with us every step of the way, yet still loves us, who forgives us, who lifts us, who comforts us, who gives us that peace that surpasses understanding. Those people in South Carolina today, they understand the peace that surpasses understanding. According to the world, they should be on their knees weeping. They should be yelling and screaming and hollering and destructing and being angry, but not there. They have peace that surpasses their understanding. They know that you are the final answer. The devil wants his house distracted. He wants God's house so torn apart. He wants us to argue about our opinions. He wants us to focus on other things besides Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and our Father in heaven. He wants to be distracted from the love and the compassion. We want to say, you know, I disagree completely with you, but I love you so much, and just leave it there, because God will figure it out. Lord, we just need to understand the simple, seek me first, the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added. All, Lord, all. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will direct your path. He will give you the desires of your heart. People who commit evil have no desires. They have no joy. As bad as evil is, those people can never be full, because they don't know the God of the Bible. Understand that they can never be full. They can never be content. They can never have a dream about tomorrow, what they want to do, the trip they want to take, the love they want to share, the children they want, anything in life that you dream about, the success. They don't have any of that. They're lost in darkness. They can never, never, never be full, because they don't have the love of God in them. Evil will never win. Love never fails. You teach your children and your grandchildren. You walk as a Christian. It's not easy. Miss Debbie and I were talking about that. Obstacles, so many. Family and friends turn away from you because they don't have that faith. Unbelievers mock you. But those seeds that you take the time to plant, they will grow. You might not see the victories in your life. My mama passed away in 1995. She doesn't know her son. This son, she never got to see me as a pastor. My dad died 35 years ago. He didn't get to see his son as a pastor. But all those seeds they planted, all those loves that they told me about, the way they loved me and the way they talked to me and they guided me, those seeds came. I thank them for this day. But our Father in heaven is greater than my father and my mother and your father and your mother, our earthly fathers, our earthly mothers. God in heaven is greater, greater than even them. He says, seek him first. He will give you a new mother. He will give you a new brother. He's given me new brothers, new mothers, new fathers. My God continues to bless. Evil continues to destroy. Let us not get distracted with what we think, because evil will mock us. Will mock us. Let us not focus on making a new law, because we've already proven to God we can't keep His laws. But He loves us. Seek Him first, for your children's sake, for your grandchildren's sake, for your family's sake, your brothers, your friends, your uncles, your cousins. People are searching for what you know today. Ask God to show you where they are. Lift them up. Help them. We will build that family in God. We will build it. Other churches are building it. The only way to defeat evil. The only way to defeat evil. Though the world doesn't understand it today, and newspaper people and reporters don't understand because they've never heard about it. The only way to win is with God. Our God, the God of the Bible, the God who loves us more than we even understand love. So today is your chance. Today starts your new day to walk, to let your Father shine, to let them see your joy and tell them who gave it to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Say that with me. We are His people. Hallelujah. Need to tell more people about your Father. Where does He live? Hallelujah. You can argue if my Father's greater than yours. Hallelujah. If God were standing here, He would read His word to you. If Jesus was standing here, He would read His word to you today. Hear my children. Hear what? Who? Proverbs 4. Hear my children, the instructions of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And all you're getting, and in all that you're getting, get understanding. Listen, exalt her, and she will promote you. Who will do it? She will do it. God will do it. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Wisdom. God calls wisdom in her. Solomon called wisdom a her, a female. Just know that. Just men, when you think that it's all about men, it's not all about men. Amen? Hallelujah. I love this. In all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her. Exalt her. Exalt wisdom. Exalt God, and He will promote you. You don't have to do it. He will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. To who? Hallelujah. And it says these verses, do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the ways of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel in it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil. And their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is just like a shining sun. Deacon Chuck, what is it like? Just like the shining sun. We want this church to be a beacon. Amen. We cannot not leave a vacancy. Amen. You want this church to be everything that you want to pray about, then we cannot leave a vacancy. Amen. Are you with me? Hallelujah. The path of the just is like the shining sun that shines even brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. You all know that. Say amen with me. The way of the wicked is like darkness. Amen. They do not know what makes them stumble. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4. If you want to read that at home. And now I'll finish with John. Let me remind you again. When you read about John, he was the son who wanted to be with his daddy. The one who hugged on him. He was the one who loved Jesus more than the other disciples. I don't know. But John was the one who wanted to just be near him. When he was sitting at the fire, sit next to him, and just lay his head on his lap. Just the one whom Jesus loved, the disciple whom Jesus loved, that was John. Amen? So you find yourself in your thoughts with your family, with your friends, and the people who love you, and the people who listen to what you say, and understand that Jesus knew how much John loved him. So Jesus had the chance to tell John so many beautiful things that he didn't have the chance to tell Matthew or Peter or Luke. He didn't have that chance because they were busy doing God's work. And John was saying, well, while he's here, I want to be with him. So he was able to, I can see him just brush his hair with his hand and say, let me tell you about my Father. Let me tell you stories about heaven. Let me tell you what it's like. Because John took the time to listen. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you read John, understand the depth of his love. And John says, behold, what manner of love. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. On whom? Hallelujah. That we should be called children of God. Amen? You're children of God. You represent him. Every time you say anything or do anything, understand, you represent him. Hallelujah. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. You see that every day. Beloved, now we are children of God. Who are we? Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Hallelujah. We are children of who? Would you stand up? Stand up with me. Thank you, brothers and sisters. And say with me, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Your Father in heaven, honor him with praise, brothers and sisters. We do the Lord's Supper as a good time to just ask God to remove the iniquities and just take God to cleanse me. Help me, Lord. Forgive me for if I said anything or done anything this week. Lord, help me to know you better, Lord. Just say, Lord, I'm so sorry. I just need more of you. And Lord, help me and cleanse me and bless me. Be ready to receive what we're going to do. Remember what Jesus did for us. Not because of what we did, but because he loved us. Our Father gave his only begotten Son for us. He understands pain. He understands separation. He understands what you're going through. Jesus did this for us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He took the bread and blessed and broke it. And he told his disciples that it would be his body being torn for them. And his disciples did not understand what he was saying. They do now. And he simply asks us to do this in remembrance of him. To God. Bring him in. It's a beautiful time to just thank him. And tell him this morning, Lord, I don't want to leave a vacancy. I want people to know about you because of when I told them that I led people to you. I want people to know that I loved and served you. I don't want to leave a vacancy. I don't want to be someone who just goes to church to sit in the pew and because I think if I don't, I'll go to hell. And when I leave, they'll forget why I was even there. I don't want to be that person. who goes and not hears one word and leaves and just continues. I want to change lives. I want to lift people up. I want to help people. I want to know your ways so that I can teach others. That's the way to honor your Father in heaven. When they were building this church, they didn't leave a vacancy. They left this church for us. 100 years from now, when they come back into this church, I pray that they know this church is alive because of the people who kept it alive, lifting his name up, that we don't leave a vacancy. Jesus Christ blessed and broke the bread and said, "This is my body being torn for you." And he told them to eat and do this in remembrance of him in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We're reminded it's not the ceremony that we do, the ritual that we do. It's in our hearts that we accept this that makes it important. As he took the wine and poured it into a cup, he said, "This is my blood being shed for you. I'm gonna die for you." And according to the book of Matthew, it says, "For the remission of your sins." For what greater gift could he give us than to forgive us of our sins? And he told them to drink and do this in remembrance of him. Going to automatically turn into wine. Please don't worry. Or turn into blood. This is what we're doing in remembrance. We don't get caught up in the ritual and the rules and regulations. This is about Jesus. Churches get divided because of that. Can you believe it? Church gets divided because of distraction. Because of a rule that God did not make for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us. Remember, he didn't do that for anything that we did. He did it because he loves us. Our Father in heaven loves us. He wants to bless your life. He wants you to have good success. He wants you to dream dreams and see visions, have joy, that understanding that surpasses your pleasure just more than you can imagine. He wants to answer your prayers to the glory of his Father, Jesus says. Hallelujah. To the glory of his Father. Just read the Gospels if you want to see a son who adored his Father. Listen to what Jesus talked about. Always, my Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Greatest of leaders, one must serve. Leaders serve their people. We don't serve the leader, he serves us. To be a good father, you must serve your family. Thank you, Lord. Almost need more wine, Chuck. Praise the Lord. Just pointed out to us that the sun just came out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that sun. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said that as he poured the wine into a cup, this is my blood being shed for you, for the remission of your sins. We're to drink and do this in remembrance of him in Jesus' name. Let's not leave a vacancy. Let's honor our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Jesus said, why do you praise him so much? And you tell people, because he inhabits the praise of his people. When you give somebody an answer out of the Bible, they got nothing to say. Amen? There's nothing left. Why do you guys always clap and praise God? Because he inhabits the praise of his people. And that's what we want. Hallelujah. What a beautiful day. Happy Father's Day, man. Happy Grandfather's Day. I guess there's a Grandfather's Day in September, so. Hallelujah. I told somebody the other day, I want you all to pray for our buddy Fred and Nancy, because Tori is going on a journey. Tori, his daughter, has grown up so much, and we were with them the other night, and she has grown up in front of our eyes. She's just so special, and God, she's moving to Florida, and she's got a life, and she's, you know, and I know that Nancy and Fred, so Fred is just so torn, because you've never been so happy and so sad at the same time, and that's what, you know, and I told her, I said, challenge God every day. Say, Lord, if you're real, bring me somebody nice. Lord, if you're real, let me find favor at work. Lord, I said, challenge him. I said, do it with all the respect you would do talking to Fred, your daddy, and Nancy, your mom. I said, do it with respect. I said, but start being with God every day. So challenge him. Talk to him. That's the only way you're going to get to know him. I can tell you about God. I can tell you how much fun fishing is. But I can tell you how much fun it is. But until you do it, you really don't know how much fun it is. Amen? So I told her, I said, challenge him. And she looked at me, because I don't know if a lot of other people would say, I said, yeah, every day, challenge him. Show me something new today, Lord. Help me today with my work. Help me in my school. Help me with, and I said, you will begin a relationship with God that nobody else can have, because he loves one-on-one, amen? And I will tell you today, challenge him in your life. Challenge him. Don't get distracted. Don't be disappointed. My wife and I bought a new boat in March. Did we tell you we bought a boat? February. I was right. 14.5-foot John boat. We got it, the whole thing. It's never been in the water yet. And as a man in flesh, I'm so, what's the word? Frustrated. But I trust God, amen. God bless me with that. And the devil is trying to say, you're never going to use it. And I know, but I understand in the flesh, we all go there, amen. In the flesh, we all go there. I'm not perfect, amen. I'm sorry, I'm not perfect. But I know that God loves me, and I know that we were blessed with that. I'm just saying, have that relationship one-on-one with God. He loves being with you. He loves to see his people praise him, and he loves to see thousands of people praise him. I know that makes the angels, they rejoice, but he is a jealous God in a way that's different than the world sees jealousy. He loves one-on-one. And the only way for you to do it is to do it. Amen.